Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, live at the red carpets of the Canadian Screen Actors Awards. We have conversations from the red carpets. We also have conversations with the winners in the cinema categories, TV categories, and much more. So please stay with us. Now, I want to remind you, if you haven't already done so, please click the link below to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we have t-shirts and sweatshirts, JTV logo and tagline, or an inspirational saying made by me and a previous guest in a previous episode. The choice is yours, along with your color, your size, and all orders include shipping and handling and are conveniently sent straight to your front door. Now, before we get on with today's episode, we're going to have a word from our sponsor. So please stay with us. Hi, I'm Jeanette Burke from Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast, and I'm coming at you from the red carpets of the Canadian Screen Actors Awards, prestigious awards that you have to be dressed for. I couldn't be here without my clothing sponsor, Sachet Boutique, in the heart of Thornhill at Yonge and Centre Streets. Go see my friend Shiva. She will dress you in her gorgeous boutique designer clothing, all European made, like she's dressed me. Today, take a look at this beautiful black number. Tomorrow, I'm going to have another number. Stay tuned and you'll see that. Again, it's Sachet Boutique at Yonge and Centre Streets in the heart of Thornhill.
I'm Anthony Shim and my film is Rice Boy Sleeps.
And it's a great film and it's nominated tonight and you had a lot to do with it, from directing to editing to starring in it. Is there anything you don't do?
I don't do a lot of things, but you know, I really love the process of making movies, and I enjoy all facets of it. So, I mean, the reason why I've been so, you know, I've worn so many hats on this was just because I truly enjoyed it.
And it's a great movie. And what singular message do you want people to take away from this movie?
Singular message: live your truth.
Live your truth. That's important. Do you think people really live their truth or they hide?
I think it's very difficult to. I think a lot of us try very hard to do that. But, I mean, I think it's important to, you know, not judge yourself or judge anyone else if, you know, if you're not succeeding in it, because it's insanely difficult, maybe impossible for everyone to fully live your truth all the time. So I think the important thing is to be aware and support one another to continue to strive to be your best selves, you know, whatever that
means. We need that more than ever in today's world. And it's great that you made a movie like this. And I hope that the message gets shared. I wish you really good success for tonight. I want to see you on the other side in the winner's circle. You come and talk to me again.
Will do. Thanks
okay?
so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I guess the obvious question now is, what's next? You just poured your entire heart and soul into this movie.
Well, I mean, I actually started writing a new script after I finished Rice Boy Sleeps, and while we were just kind of waiting to see where we would premiere, you know, at that time, I had no idea if I'd have a job at this point or, you know, if I get to make another movie or not. So, there's a script that I'd been working on for a while, and then there's also another project that's come along my way during this crazy time where I'm adapting a novel. So I've got one original and one adapted screenplay I'm working on, so we'll see where that goes.
That's fantastic. Are there questions for? Yes, I see the lights going on.
Anthony, so glad to see you here after I interviewed on the red carpet. Congratulations on your win. I'm Jeanette again from Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. Anthony, you wrote this story, and my question is, why did you feel that it was something that needed to be written now, needed to be told now?
I don't know if I necessarily thought of it as that this needed to be told now. It was just, I think, I'd been wanting to tell the story for a long time. I think it's more so that I felt ready to tell it now. I do think of all of my time, you know, being a theater director, working in complete obscurity, and being an actor and an acting coach and all these years, all the experience and the things that I've learned all amounted to allowing me to make a film like this. And so I really think it's just a matter of time, and the timing just felt right for me as a creative person, and everything else is just luck. I mean, I'm just fortunate that there is this growing interest and demand for Korean content and in Korean films. There is no strategy behind this. It is just luck.
Well, just a quick follow-up then. What do you want to say to the Korean community? What do you want them to get from this film, or even the non-Korean community? What do you want people to walk away with? But I do want to hear your answer to the Korean community as well.
Well, I mean, for the Korean community, I just hope that people who've watched this film from our community can watch and see these characters on screen and feel like they've been represented in an authentic and honest way, because that's always been my number one goal from the beginning, that I do right by our community first. And so I hope that, you know, I hope that they're proud, and I hope they feel seen and represented. And then beyond that, I really hope that this encourages other young Korean aspiring writers, directors, or actors to trust and feel confident that we can tell stories that are very personal to us and our background. And the more specific and personal you make it, the more, you know, people will respond to it. So I hope more young people keep doing it, so that, you know, this stops being called that immigrant film, you know, but that it's just a film by another Korean filmmaker. I mean, like, ultimately, eventually, that's got to change, right?
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears. Thank you so much. And again, thank you. Congratulations on your win.
Thanks so much.
Hi there, congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned the word obscurity, that you often sometimes find yourself working in obscurity, and that can feel very isolating. So how do you keep yourself motivated when you are feeling either isolated or like you're living in this bubble?
I mean, just because I worked in complete obscurity didn't mean that I was alone. You know, I had a really incredible community of actors and acting coaches and directors and writers in Vancouver. And like, we worked together and we supported one another. When I say obscurity, we were just sort of recognized outside of our small community. But, you know, I never felt like I was doing this thing by myself. I don't really need motivation. I just, every single day I wake up and I do what I love to do. And if I need motivation to do that, then something's gone terribly wrong in my life.
So you reference that you have this network of people. How important is it in general to have a close-knit group that you could rely on, that you can trust, that you can work with that way?
I think it's essential. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's no mystery why the great directors work with the same team again and again and again. There are so many things that can go wrong during the making of a film that, you know, I think the more people you can have in your corner that you trust, that you know have got your back and believe in your project, I think the, you know, higher your odds are of making something successful. So I think it's as important as anything else to have a strong team behind you or next to you.
Incredible. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Victoria from Playback. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just want to pick up on this adaptation of the novel you're talking about. If you can talk about that a bit at all, or or the new script. But I'm curious about your involvement in Canada going forward. Like, would these projects be Canadian to their core, do you think? Or are you exploring like co-productions or anything like that?
Well, the adaptation, it's something that I've been brought on to, so I don't really have a say in that. It is a co-production outside of Canada. It's a Korea-US co-production. And then the other one that I'm working on, I mean, I'm not at the stage where I'm thinking about where the production's going to be set in. All I know is that I want to work with the people I want to work with, and work in a space and with people that I think are best to serve that story. And whether that's, you know, here, the U.S. or any other country, I don't know. I have to first and foremost serve the story. And if there's a a team and people that want to support that same story, then I'm with it. But right now, I'm just not at the stage to be able to say it is this or that.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too.
I'm very curious, you know, if you take on directing again. I know you used film on this one, and you trekked around with tons of film. Is that something that's specific to the project, or is that something you want to do again? Would you haul film around for your next project as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if I can't, if I'm not allowed to, then you've got the wrong person for this film. I'm working with the wrong people. I think it's the picture, for God's sake. Like, it shouldn't be, like, it should be a right that the director gets to decide how the picture is going to look. And if, you know, and if I'm told that I can't shoot on film for whatever the reasons are, then I just don't know how to move forward from that conversation. But I love film. I love the way it looks. I love how it changes the atmosphere on set. I love the way the actors respond differently. I love the pressure of it. I love the fact that you shoot something and you have it in your hand at the end of the day, and you gotta literally ship it to the lab and pray that there's no plane crash. You know, like it is all a part of the joys of filmmaking for me, and why would I want to rob myself of that, especially when the product is something that is so appealing to my eyes? It's not for everybody, and that's fine, but for me, it's what I love, and that's the way I want to continue to work, unless, once again, if the story calls for something else, then yeah. I will adjust, but at least for now, with the films and the stories that I want to tell, I mean, this is just the way that I want to go about it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yep. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank Andy. You.
Jim, let him hear it.
Thanks for being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts with your family and friends. You will find us everywhere on the streaming side, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Vimeo, and the list goes on. On the audio or podcast side, we are on iHeartRadio, Apple, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, Anchor, and that list goes on. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the link in the show notes below. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.
Hey, racist!